What's up? It's Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and I have your rumor report. So Donald Trump's latest victim is Oprah Winfrey. Now, he went at her on Twitter after watching her special on 60 Minutes. She hosted a group discussion. There were 14 voters who had appeared on the show last fall. Half of them voted for Trump and half did not. Here were some of the questions at that discussion.
So polls are showing that respect for the United States is eroding around the world. Do you care what the world thinks of the United States? There have been some members of Congress, including Republicans, questioning his stability and fitness for office. What do you think of that? And do you believe he has the temperament to be president?
Well, Donald Trump tweeted out, just watched a very insecure Oprah Winfrey, who at one point I knew very well, interview a panel of people on 60 Minutes. The questions were biased and slanted, the facts incorrect. Hope Oprah runs so she can be exposed and defeated just like all of the others. I guess he didn't get the memo that Oprah is not planning to run for president. So congratulations to Toni Braxton and Birdman. They are engaged. Now, when Toni Braxton was on with Angie Martinez and she was asked about whether or not they were married, here's what she said.
Tamar just told the world that we're married and we elope.
Boom. She calls him your brother-in-law.
She does. She calls him Bill.
Is it because you're married and he's her brother-in-law?
We are not married. Okay. I promise you. If I was married, I would, well, maybe I wouldn't be so explosive about it, but I wouldn't deny it.
But we would know.
I wouldn't say I'm not married if someone asked me.
Right.
I'm not married.
Well, if you see the Braxton Family Values teaser, you can see that now she is engaged. Check it out.
I have an announcement to make.
I'm engaged!
What's up? It's Angela Yee from The Breakfast Club, and I have your rumor report. So Birdman went on Wendy Williams' show, and he talked about his financial situation with Lil Wayne. In other words, he owes Wayne money. Here's what he said.
It's a lot of moving parts with me and Wayne. It's important to me that I fix that. In a minute, it all gonna self-explain itself, and I ain't come here to explain that. But in due time, what I can tell you is, at some point in life, you're gonna see me and Wayne working together again.
In addition to that, when asked about his relationship with Toni Braxton, who, by the way, he's engaged to, here's what Birdman said.
T, that's my girl, my friend, she my life.
Well, here's to hoping that Wendy Williams also feels better. It was recently revealed that she has Graves' disease. So Kevin Hart talks about a little trick to make sure that you don't have to pay the bill when you go out with your friends. Now, he was out with Eddie Murphy, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Chris Tucker, Usher, and Dwayne Wade. And here's what he says he does so he doesn't have to pay.
What I do is I always say I'll do it first to create the argument.
Right.
Yeah, I got this bill. No way, Kev. All right, you win. That's how I get myself out of it.
All right, so next time you go out to eat with Kevin Hart, make sure when he offers to pay the bill, you just say, okay, thanks.
The Breakfast Club.
If it wasn't for y'all, I don't know how I would make it through my day.
New home for The Breakfast Club, The Big Stick, Foxy 99.